tendons.
And liftoff of STS-7 and America's first woman astronaut. And the shuttle has cleared the tower.
We remember when, hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Obviously the nation feeling wounded after what happened in that shooting Friday in Aurora, Colorado at the movie theater. Shocking stuff, 12 people killed and 58 others wounded. Also, Penn State is wounded as well. The NCAA finally comes down hard on the Nittany Lions, as they should have, and the Lions respond. The shot that you just heard there, the little piece of tape, if you will, Sally Ride, the first female astronaut into space. How proud she was, a smart lady who tried to get children interested in science and pretty much devoted her life to it. Here's a little snippet of Sally Ride talking about the Challenger.
It meant a lot to me to have the opportunity to go into space. And it meant a lot to me to be the first woman that was chosen.
Sally Ride, dead at the age of 61 after a 17-month battle with pancreatic cancer. Most people, let's just cut through the clutter, would like to see one 24-year-old dead, and that is a guy who calls himself the Joker, or did call himself the Joker, when he disrupted a movie in Colorado on Friday. And here it was the release of Batman, highly anticipated, the sequel to the Batman, the darker Batman. So here it was, the Dark Knight, Batman Rises again, and unfortunately, 24-year-old rose from his seat and decided he was going to leave the theater partway through the movie, come back, throw tear gas into that theater of random people, and start to shoot them. He had 600 rounds of ammunition, and he absolutely went on a rampage. What we don't know is what the motive for the shooting was. We have no idea what pushed him to this point. As I said, 12 people dead as a result of it, and it certainly ignited the debate over the weekend, we heard it, over gun rights. For gun rights, against gun rights. Pretty much that way. There's very little gray area in this one. And here we are, heading into the stretch drive in an important election year. And this is something that I think Obama certainly doesn't want, the president doesn't want to kick up, because the Democrats don't want to have to discuss the whole gun issue thing. But it is now front and center again, because too many people are kicking it out and talking about it as a result of Aurora, Colorado. No bail for James Holmes at this point as to what happens to him ultimately. If he gives a motive, he's not talking to police at this point. Does he give a motive for what sent him into the theater? Here's a guy who was pursuing a third-tier degree, who was by all accounts quiet but smart, seemed like a good guy. Don't we always hear that? Seemed like someone who wouldn't do anything to anyone. And he did more than one thing to anyone. He wrecked too many lives as a result. He could end up facing the death penalty. That's yet to be seen, whether or not that's going to be pursued, although it seems pretty likely based on the mountain of evidence. It's pretty open and shut. There's no question about it. And if it's open and shut, for the prosecutors anyway, they'll interview the victims' families and try to make a decision on whether or not they're going to pursue that. In James Holmes' case, he was in the courtroom, as I said, denied bail in his initial first appearance. His hair dyed beyond belief, reddish orange, and he was with his public defender, didn't show any emotion, and we know what he's accused of, opening fire in a movie theater on Friday, July 20th, in Colorado, altering forever so many lives, killing those people in a short span of time, and then ultimately booby-trapping his apartment as well, planning this out methodically, so it seems, for 4 months, and getting the ammunition through the Internet. 6,000 rounds of ammunition. 6,000 rounds of ammunition. Can you imagine the havoc that that would create? Plus, it's lucky, and luck is probably not the right word, but it's amazing that more people in this mass murder with the kind of guns that he had weren't killed, that almost everyone in the theater wasn't just slashed all the way through. 12 is too many. Other people hit is way too many, too. I mean, you hear the 911 calls, and it's sickening to hear it. This person changed so many lives. People were in real life or death situations, almost like they were in the middle of Afghanistan, where they were trying to make a decision on what they were going to do, whether they're going to hit the deck or they're going to try to run out of the theater, because a lot of people that got up and tried to run out of the theater thinking they could do that were hit. He ran to their side of it. So the Batman screaming literally turned into a real-life horror show when he sprayed the audience with gunfire during that early morning screening of the new Batman movie. So remembering the victims, it becomes the question of, do you feel safe in a crowd? These stories are so random as to how somebody ended up there. They weren't going to go, then they went to the movie, or they were passing through Colorado and they went to the movie. It makes you think, are you safe? Are you safe when you're in these open areas where you don't randomly know the people around you? I'm all about the Second Amendment. Some people don't agree with that, and this will definitely become more of that tug of war, as I said, over gun rights. So it becomes this for me. I think people need gun training when they have guns. I think you have to have a waiting period, and I definitely think you have to have a psych examination. There are many responsible gun owners who get infuriated when they hear about the idea of pulling the guns, because they know there are people who are irresponsible when it comes to guns. So I think that this would help reduce perhaps the mass shootings by people who have gotten guns through other means, illegally, whatever. If there are these gun training things and psych exams and all of that, because people deserve the right to defend their families and to defend their property, if you will. Mostly I'm thinking families, but regardless, I mean, Second Amendment. So this can't become the issue. This can't become the fear over somebody going into a theater. But it does beg the question, besides the gun side of things, of how safe do you feel out in public? We're going to check the mail at the end of the hour, plus my pal Don Wiskin, speaking of things that stress you out, he's going to talk about the seriousness of heart problems and how Extendivite has changed his life and mine. Seriously, the blood pressure, boom, awesome. Cholesterol numbers that everybody worries about, awesome. 855-266-KATE if you want to throw in. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
America Tonight. Welcome back to the show. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Wherever you're listening to me, whatever nook and cranny, guarantee you have had at least one conversation about James Holmes and why this senseless thing happened in Aurora, Colorado. And what does it mean? Are you not safe in crowds anymore? Should you get a gun? Is it guns that are the problem? This is part of the debate. In several places, it's surfacing for sure. There have been lots of debates following this shooting. And as they know, with what happened in Columbine, different situation, but in a school, how horrific that was the first time we saw that with one kid falling out of the window. Who can forget that image? And then kids running, you know, kids just running. And that was the same thing in this theater. And there were kids in the theater, lots of young kids, a lot of people starting out their life who had gone through college, etc., gone to the military, were in their 20s or in their early 30s and found themselves in a life or death struggle almost immediately while they're watching a movie, not suspecting it. Talk about your soft targets. Unfortunately, that's what those people ended up being for James Holmes. So there are many aspects of this, things that we just will never understand, and he's not letting anyone in. Therefore, the whole motive thing is not spilling out at this point. Now he's got a public defender, and this is just the very beginning phases of this. Years from now, we're going to be talking about what happened in this movie theater. Absolutely, I'm certain of it. Think about that for a second, and crowds, and how you feel about crowds. People a little bit jumpy in the movies. That there are lots of reports of that feeling a little uneasy, kind of looking around a little bit more than they normally would. You go into a theater, you got your popcorn, you're struggling to get into your seat, looking for a good seat, not really thinking about anything other than what I often say in our cheap movie review. You want to escape. You're trying to escape your reality. You're trying to kick back. Be entertained. And usually you're with family or friends, maybe solo, but this is the idea of going to the movies. And it certainly was anything but an escape for those poor people who found themselves in in one of the deadliest shooting sprees in modern American history. Just terrible. And that'll play out, obviously, in courtrooms, like I said, in the future. And this debate will continue to go on, because anytime you have something high profile like this, it absolutely gets used on the side of, oh, see what happens, see what happens. If anything, I think it may spur some people to think about gun ownership and to think about being more responsible, even to think about the courses you could take to go and go to the shooting range and know exactly what you're prepared to do if you're in that situation. I think if you own a gun, that's what you have to say to yourself. You want to be the responsible person. You want to know exactly what it is you're going to do. All right, this probably hasn't gotten much play. I'm just going to whip through a couple of quick things, including something that, you know, it's a deal where, and we're seeing that traffic accidents are on the rise. I just read something where they're up 13% nationwide. So you wonder, is it this distracted driving, the whole thing with texting? I'm at the Jersey Shore in New Jersey. They have some interesting things that have happened because of excessive cell phone calls. If you're caught on the cell phone one time, it's a $200 fine. If you're caught twice, you lose your license because of the amounts of accidents and things that have been caused by that. And the same thing with texting. It's texting using the cell phone. Well, they had a pickup truck carrying 23 people that veered off a Texas highway, crashed late on Sunday, killed 14 people and injured a bunch of others, up to like 10 people. It was a Ford F-250. I mean, that is a massive pickup if you know anything about trucks. And it was going on Highway 59 when it crashed into two big trees in a place called Goliad, Texas, which is about 100 miles, give or take, southeast of San Antonio. I know the area pretty well. And, you know, this is just one of those things where you see it and you can't even look at it. The people that were in this accident had to be airlifted to two different places, San Antonio and Corpus Christi, and they're still trying to figure out why this, you know, how this crash happened. There was a quote, and this is the reason I even bring it up on the show. There's a quote from an officer, and I've never heard anything like this. I've talked to lots of police. I have a brother-in-law who's a cop, but one of the cops on the scene said, in my 38 years as an officer, this is one of the worst fatalities I've ever been to. I have never seen where we had that many in a car because they were crammed into the cab and the bed of the pickup truck. So it's the way they were traveling, and what they're thinking is that this was a group of illegals who were on 59 at the time. So now the U.S. Border Patrol, Immigration, Customs, all that, they're called into this whole thing, and they're trying to figure this out, sort this out, giving more reasons why. We'll see what comes out of this. But the dangers, again, of a situation with illegals and trying to cram them in, get them over the border. Then it's mysterious about who the truck was registered to and the driver and was one of the survivors. And, you know, it's not an uncommon thing for human traffickers to try to overload trucks or vans or whatever with people who are coming in and out illegally. The thing that really gets people is when you've got that situation and it wipes out a whole bunch of other cars, people in the country who are just in their communities, and they get killed by one of these situations where someone's trafficking people over. And that's, boy, that's pretty scary, where you have people crammed into a minivan. So not only are they the victims, but there are other people on the other side. And this is just one other aspect of it. But, wow, I saw the pictures of this radio. Man, you have never seen a truck. I'm telling you, you have never seen a truck this mangled after that, and who knows what caused it, falling asleep, some kind of cell phone use, or some other such thing like that. You know, who knows at this point. All right, quickly on the Penn State thing. The Penn State deal, as we all know, with Jerry Sandusky and the sexual abuse and all the counts of the sexual abuse, the folks that go to Penn State now may be rethinking decisions, especially anybody connected to the football program. And it's because of the sanctions that have been leveled at Penn State. $60 million has to be pushed off into an endowment. Now, that in itself is not unbelievable because it has to go over, has to be paid out over a 5-year period. So kind of weak in one sense since the program was making $60 million a year. But also no postseason, nada, nothing, zero. And usually Penn State might have been in many times in a bigger bowl, a decent bowl where they would pull in millions of dollars. So all that is obviously thrown out the window. And the other thing, of course, and the big thing is as well, is taking the wins from 98 on, when this was first reported that Jerry Sandusky, this assistant football coach, had abused somebody and nobody did anything about it. 98 on, all of the wins are evaporated, pew, out of the record books. So that means Joe Pa, who was one of the winningest coaches in college football history, is now not one of the winningest coaches in college football history. That goes away, that gets evaporated. If you ask me, Penn State should have gotten in front of this scandal, and of course they never did. At every step, it was like they were waiting for the last second, every single option, and not thinking about the victim. So when push comes to shove, ultimately now they're faced with a new reality, and the reality is this program is going to be on shaky ground. I think a lot of players will flee, and a lot of players will not play for Penn State because they'll take other offers from other schools, and they'll find it very hard to move forward. It's going to take years, beyond years, especially no postseason play, probably at least a decade for them to recover from everything that they did and covering up what was going on with Jerry Sandusky. There isn't a man I have asked about this who, with a 10-year-old, 11-year-old son, what they would do or how they would feel, things I couldn't even tell you on the air, but all feel that this is a pretty just thing for Penn State, not the Paterno family. They were upset, released a statement, and felt like it was unfair to the legacy of Joe Paterno. And guess what? Promptly the university removed his statue. That's justice for you. Don Wiskin waiting in the wings.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist, reflected in their art. The creativity closer to the heart. Yeah, closer to the heart.
Bypass surgery, clogged arteries, a life supported by massive prescription pills to keep your heart going. All things that I certainly don't want to hear about in my life. That's why I'm continuing this Heart Healthy campaign. Our pal Don Wiskin joins us each and every week here on America Tonight. We're talking about Extendivite and what a game changer this has been for so, so many people. And he certainly has seen it, and I'm starting to see this all over the place when we're talking about the ingredients in it and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, Don experienced this because so many of the people in his life, so many people so close to him, died with heart problems. Don, once again, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate you continuing this campaign with us.
Well, I'm really glad to be here.
Of course. I know you said that to me. You know, if people could hear the conversations off the mic, I think they would love it. Someday I'm going to do a book on that. And that's one of the things you said. I said, how's it going today? And what was the response you said to me?
I don't remember, but I think it was something like, I'm here, I'm alive, I'm on this side of the soil. But
exactly, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Because you remember, you took that walk, and people that have called the show are so interested in that because it's the fear that you don't want to have to take that walk where your wife drops you off, you're walking into the hospital, and because of what's going on in your mind of family members and people you know that have died with heart problems after having bypass surgery and all these other things, you literally are scared to death, and that really sent your life in a different direction, didn't it?
Well, absolutely. You know, it's real easy to die. I mean, dying is the easiest part. I mean, a lot of people die with heart attacks. They happen. They don't get help fast enough. They die. But living is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're disabled or you're not able to do anything for a while, Or as one of my friends who just had triple bypass says, he does not wish the pain of having his chest cracked open on anyone. You know, they walk around for days with a pillow holding it up against their chest because they're just, they don't want to breathe. They don't want to do anything. And I think to myself, God, you know, you just had a heart attack. What the heck are they doing? But, you know, it's strange how things happen. And, you know, living afterwards is one of the hardest things because now you've been compromised and you're, you know, now you're aware of it. And now the fear is greater than it ever was before because you know that you can't do the things that you need to do to pay the bills sometimes. And that's rough. I mean, that is really rough when, you know, the dreams that you had for your life are all of a sudden changed. And that's the way mine were. I mean, I was supposed to go on disability. I had lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue. I couldn't even pick up an 80-pound bundle of shingles and put it on my shoulder and carry it up a ladder. And, you know, I was 200 pounds plus. I could carry things. I don't have a problem with that. You could probably put a harness on me and I could pull a bus even today. But before, during that time, I couldn't.
So after the 35% damaged tissue, after that happened, you know, that's when we've talked about this. You were on some pills. You were doing what the doctors were telling you, but it wasn't the right thing, really. It sent you in a different direction where you started looking at alternatives. You reached out, and then you found the alternative, and we talk about it, Extendivite. And what did you see happen with that damaged tissue afterwards?
Well, you know, it was a funny thing, Kate, because it didn't happen right away. I started taking the pills, and I started going through, you know, some exercise and some diet changes. And you know, I was really evaluating my life. But when, you know, I had been on the drugs and medication, my heart attack was in June, and I didn't really start this stuff until, like, March of the next year. So I had all of this time to experience what it was really like to be 43 years old and looking at disability for the rest of your life when you'd been self-employed. But as I started taking the drops and I was, you know, going down the road and trying to walk, I noticed tingling and stuff on top of my head. It was kind of like, you know, blood was getting into areas and back up to the surface. But I didn't really notice anything until, it was August, and I started getting some chest pain. And I went to my doctor and said, you know, I've got this poking chest pain. And she said, well, let's get you in for some tests. And the test showed that I had blood and oxygen back in my dead heart tissue, and that's what was causing me the pain. And hearts never rebuild themselves according to what they said back then, and, you know, in 1999.
Right.
But, you know, we've proven them wrong, and we've done even more than, you know, rebuild hearts. But that's when I realized myself that I was on the road to recovery, and I just kept going, and I just kept telling anyone and everyone who would listen.
Right, and that's what we're doing here. That's what we keep saying about this heart campaign, and I want to tell everybody just check out heartdrop.com. It has the whole story there, I mean, really, and more of what Don is saying. And you can also call 877-928-8822. We're talking about, especially Extendivite comes in the different forms. So you saw it. It's amazing. As you said, you were told over and over again that the heart doesn't rebuild itself. What was your wife's reaction to that? She had to be just as astonished, too, and happy, obviously.
Well, I don't know if we should go there. You know what wives are like, you know. You can never do anything right. Even when you do. But, no, she was happy because I was happy. And you know, that's all that matters. I mean, she knew that, you know, I was going to be able to continue supporting her into the lifestyle she would have liked to have become accustomed to. And, you know, that things weren't going to change dramatically in our, you know, in our world. But, you know, things changed anyways because I gave up being a roofing contractor and got involved in helping people help themselves either prevent or overcome heart-related ailments. And, you know, it has been a wonderful, wonderful 14 years. It has been the ride of my life. And, you know, when people call and tell us how much we've changed their life and how they're able to, you know, at least live on their own and look after themselves right up until God calls them home, I mean, that's really what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And in the 14 years, you've heard all kinds of stories. We've shared some of them on the air. Ed, in listening to us in Austin, Texas, one of our big affiliates, they run us actually in their morning, right before their morning drive. He heard us talking about things that have happened to people and as they started taking it, what were the changes they saw. And what his question was, What about blood pressure-y kind of things? That's all related, certainly, to the heart. And talking about even cholesterol numbers, because we've mentioned that. I've mentioned that a ton. That's probably why he's asking that question. And you've gotten that from people.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, what we do is our product normalizes blood pressure. So if it's high, we bring it back to normal. If it's low, we bring it back up to normal. But what happens is some people, their blood pressure is good, but they're on medication. And as they start taking our product, they notice that their blood pressure seems to go a little lower. Well, this is where you really have to start working with your doctor and saying, Doc, you know, my blood pressure's low. Do you think we should lower my my pharmaceutical medication, my blood pressure medication? But, you know, some people don't do that. They just stop taking our product, and they don't take the Extendivite anymore. And I kind of, you know, I hit myself in the head and go, what's wrong with this picture? Why wouldn't you go to your doctor and say, can you lower my medication because my blood pressure is lower? You know, that's all you have to do. If you notice that you're a little lightheaded, you know, get to see your doctor and find out what's going on. I had one lady, she used to have all these side effects after she took her blood pressure medication in the morning. And it turns out her blood pressure was normal, but the blood pressure medication would drop her blood pressure. And if she went out in the morning to shop or something, she felt really lightheaded and like she was going to be sick and have to go home. But, you know, she went to see her doctor and said, you know, what's wrong with this picture?
Yeah, exactly. What's wrong with this picture? So now probably she's fine. She can go out whenever she wants. Is that the, is that now what has happened to her? I'm certain.
Well, she didn't realize that, you know, it was the, well, she was thinking that maybe it was the drug.
Right.
But, you
right.
know, and then when she went and talked to her doctor and the doctor said, well, you know, we should try, you know, letting you go without your medication for a while. And yes, she was able to stop it because it was the reason that was causing her lightheadedness in the morning, because her blood pressure was going so low that, you know, it wasn't good for her. It wasn't healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. And you say this all the time. So much of it is about the nutrients, and that's the problem, not getting the nutrients from our food. We're not getting it. The soil is different. Isn't that the gist of what we're talking about?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I say all the time, that, you know, Extendivite is food for your body to repair the damages that are done so that we can, you know, get on with our life. And that's what the plaque buildup, the cholesterol is all about. The cholesterol, in my opinion, is just a Band-Aid over top of a damaged artery, which is the muscle, and we're not getting the right nutrients to repair that damage. And that's what Extendivite is all about. And on our website, heartdrop.com, you know, I list what some of the benefits of the herbs are and also the nutrient levels, including the vitamins. And most people don't realize that, you know, vitamin C has, or sorry, cayenne has more vitamin C than oranges. And the other herbs, all of the nutrients that are there, their whole job is to help repair the damage in your body, fight off any fungus and virus, and get you healthy.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until I saw that, and that's what we've been talking about. What an education it is that, you know, it's like we're talking about with cayenne, the red peppers, as you say, more than oranges, and that's not the way people think, because we've been taught, oh, a glass of orange juice every day, or have an orange slice here and there, but it's still not enough, because you won't get enough from that, right?
That's right, including the soil now. I mean, they're saying that you have to eat 4 times the fruit and vegetables to get the same nutrients that we got just 75 years ago. You know, there has been so many changes in the nutrient levels of our soil and of our food, and most of our food is green harvested, so it never ever reached ripeness in the soil where it belonged, but the soil still can't give it the nutrients that we need nowadays. We've just ruined our topsoil.
Yeah, absolutely. So don't hesitate. Check all this information out, because it is such a great website, heartdrop.com, 877-928-8822. Don, I always love talking to you, man. Continue to be heart healthy.
Well, stay healthy.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink?
We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
We're headed for the final gates here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from the Jersey Shore, very far away from Snooki's home, by the way, the southern part of New Jersey. Everybody around the donut places, the bakeries, riding bikes today, everybody's talking about two things. The Colorado shooter, James Holmes, a.k.a. I'm the Joker, and what should happen to him. And talking about Penn State, because that news conference happened on Monday. So the reaction, as you can imagine, especially where I am, you have a lot of people from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, some Penn State alums not happy at all and thinking it's unfair what Penn State has been slammed with, that why should the Penn State football program suffer for what a few have done? And they should suffer, I think. Will players stick around? No. Too bad. You hired, paid a lot of money to some people who covered up. Lots of different kinds of people, including one who was abused himself, the president of the former president of the university, but yet he didn't report it. Oh, let's not report it because we don't want any bumps, any wrinkles in our big paychecks and our posh lifestyle. We're untouchable. It's terrible. Let's push this aside. Jerry Sandusky, he He's like a gnat. Let's push him aside. And unfortunately, other people suffered as a result of it. Penn State's going to pay in many more ways. The ground has started to break underneath that university at Happy Valley, and it's going to crack wide open. It's interesting because Penn State, initially when I was a kid and I was looking at schools, was a school that I was interested in. I didn't go there. And I went to Ohio University. The first team that they play this season is Ohio University. I just thought I could throw that in. So it is the death knell, I think, for Penn State football. And it's not going to be the last check that they write. The $60 million is put up in an endowment, and that has to do with sexual abuse and all that kind of stuff pushed off to the side. It can be used for all of that. Nothing to do with the university. And with the victims and the suits, they're going to pay there. And they're going to pay with their football program and maybe some of their other programs, too, other athletic programs. As far as the academic ones, which they have some good ones, I don't know what will happen. I don't know if people will be dissuaded because they have some pretty powerful alums. It's going to take them at least a decade, though, at least a decade to get it back on track, without a doubt. When you go through that and the sanctions and no post-play, the money loss, the prestige loss, all of that, it will definitely shrink. But it can grow itself, but it takes a very long time. I think of not too far from where I am normally, SMU, smacked with the death penalty. And, of course, we're talking about different things where schools have been hit from gambling charges to paying players to other things. And SMU was really taken down. They used to be a powerful, pretty powerful school. And just now they have really rebuilt that program, and it's taken years, more than a decade. In this case, and because of the sting of Sandusky, who knows? It could be beyond 10 years, but who cares? And the players will leave. The players that are decent will get picked off by other schools that are interested in them, and it is as it should be. They move on. They don't have Joe Paterno as their coach, who most likely recruited any of the top ones anyway in the upper tier. And anybody interested in playing for them, they're going to think twice because of a lot of different reasons, but especially because of what's happened here. All right, I promised that I was going to head to the mailbag, and I got tons of mail. So let's go to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. And, of course, many of you were reacting to what happened in Colorado. This one from Jake in Austin, who says, "Hi, Kate. It was terrible what happened over this Batman movie. I don't blame the Batman movie or the picture house," like how he says that, I think it's Warner Brothers, right, "for releasing the movie the way they did, and for theaters playing it up. They want to create excitement. Unfortunately, this nut job ruined too many lives, and it makes you wonder, however, about the motive behind what he did, calling himself the Joker, going in there, throwing the tear gas. What made him go off, and why did he pick that particular movie?" Well, I think he picked that movie because he was playing the Joker, and that is disturbing. That movie was disturbing, not the second one, not the one that he was in the middle of seeing, but the first one where Heath Ledger did a great job. But remember, he was a serial killer and was the wicked, wild, dark Joker. Can you blame the movies? I don't think so. But some people are. Some people are saying that's the violence begets violence. I don't think so, because you cannot live in a bubble. You can't live in Wonderland or Never Never Land and think that the bubble's not going to get pierced. Unfortunately, when you go to a movie theater, you feel, and maybe it's wrong, but I think you feel like, I'm going to this movie theater, I'm going to escape reality, I'm going to enjoy this movie, I hope, because I paid this money, and I want to sit here and hang out and chillax. You're not thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have to defend my life. I hope that I get out of this thing alive. And that's what happened. 12 people dead, 58 people injured, and countless lives ruined. So will he get the death penalty? We'll see. Jake isn't the only one who reacted to what happened in Colorado. This one from Ann in Illinois. "Kate Delaney, long time, still listening to the show, girl. Love it. Keep up the good work. I know you're a budding star." All right. Thanks. And she goes on to say, boy, I was stunned by what I read that what happened in the movie theater in Colorado. I can't even imagine what it would be like to get a phone call, one of those parents, because some of those people were certainly older, and it wouldn't have trickled out right away. They probably, some of them probably didn't even know if their kids were at the theater. Yes, and that's what I think is the rough thing. She goes on to say a few other things, like, I hope he gets the death penalty, but that's probably not even good enough. A lot of the people that were killed were in their 20s, some were in their 30s, and some were younger. So, sure, their parents wouldn't track their every move. They weren't, not all of them were living in Colorado. Some of them, in fact, a lot of them were passing through, and they just picked that movie theater. They're on vacation or visiting someone or for whatever reason, and to the point, who would know, and then they would find out, they would get the phone calls about it. So what made this 24-year-old doctoral student in neuroscience, what made him do what he did at the movie theater on Friday? He opened fire in a crowded, jam-packed showing of The Dark Knight Rises. He had never been involved in anything before that anybody could come up with. Some people say it was strange, but that's always what happens. This is just terrible, of course. And it's more about the victims. I mean, what's motive? Sure, I want to hear what the motive is. Why does he get these four weapons? Why does he get more than 6,000 rounds of ammunition? Why does he... This is calculated. This is deliberate. So what is it that made him do this? To set up this attack and actually end up enacting what he did. All right, here are a couple of quick other ones. This one from Bill listening to us in Vermont. Bill says, hey, from Maple Country, if you know what I mean, kiddo. Boy, I'll tell you what, very twisted what happened in peaceful Colorado. They've had it rough lately with the wildfires. Now this lunatic goes into the theater. And you really have to think about the victims, I think, Kate, in this case. Anything they do to the 24-year-old in our jurisprudence system is not good enough for him. There's nothing that anybody could possibly say to make the families feel better about this. Just another American tragedy. It is an American tragedy. This one comes to us from Shirley, listening to us in the great state of Illinois. And she says, wow, couldn't he have had a different hobby? Couldn't he have been involved with other things? What possibly led him to go and attack all those people? So many lives destroyed, including his own. Makes no sense. Senseless. If you have any thoughts, you can send them to us via the website. Go to americatonight.net. Click on connect or contact, and bada bing, you are in.
Bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.